Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a free slave.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're a white man!
You want to know what I found out? Most of England speaks Americanish.
I don't feel no ways tired.
That our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent for Micah Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise and transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
Dust Bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because you need
Obama!
How many sides did the triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken? I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they, get this, change raw sewage water into water people drink.
Why? I got the toilet.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's your hair would be bigger?
Infowars.com.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusive. Available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So again, welcome back. We're taking your phone calls. I'm not being rude. When each person gets a minute and a half, I got to hang up on you no matter how great your points are, or we'll never get to the next person, which means you. So let's go to Jennifer in Kentucky. Jennifer, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on ectopic pregnancies. A lot of people have been talking about that lately, and I just want to, just confirm that that is definitely not an abortion. And for the people that claim it does a very, very big disservice to women everywhere. An ectopic pregnancy is a medical emergency, and if it isn't taken care of, if it isn't operated on right away, you will die. And you don't go to an abortion clinic for an ectopic pregnancy. So abortion is not health care.
Well, that's right. They try to claim health of a woman. That's not called an abortion. If it's going to kill the mother and the baby, or the baby if you kill the mother, absolutely. And they try to mix those two issues.
To the detriment of women everywhere.
That's a good point. What should be done about that?
Well, I think people need to realize what it is. It happened to me about 20 years ago. And the saddest day was when I left that hospital empty-handed. That was not my choice.
Of course it wasn't your choice to lose a baby. I mean, my wife had two miscarriages before we had my five-year-old daughter. She didn't kill that baby. That was God's choice. That's not my wife's fault.
Right, and for them to put the two in the same bucket and then confuse people, I mean, can you imagine if you're a young lady?
Oh, it's totally evil, and you're right. That's a great point I meant to make. I'm glad you raised that, because my wife was tough when she had two miscarriages and one of the baby, and I thank God she was tough. I wouldn't be that tough, because one was a few months, one was a little bit more, and it was very sad when you could actually see the little baby. It's very horrifying, and I'm not going to get into the details of it, but it's very serious. And you're right, the left acts like a baby loss in a medical emergency is abortion too. It's two different things.
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm glad you raised that point, because I meant to make that point. They go, oh, medical emergency, we should be able to have an abortion. It's not an abortion if the umbilical cord's wrapped around the baby's head and it's dead, and then the mother's going to die of toxic shock. The baby is dead, or the baby's already dying, the mother's going to die. That is not abortion. That is a medical procedure. I think I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to say any names, but I'm going to leave it as private. I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, when you hold in your hand and your wife comes out of the bathroom and they've got a baby twice the size of a gummy bear, and it's got a little umbilical cord attached to it, and you're looking at a baby, a boy or a girl the size of a Lego toy, a Lego figure. But you can see its sweet little face, the sweet little eyes, the sweet little nose, its sweet little belly and legs. It's just, oh, my God. And not just with my current wife, but I've seen that three times. When the woman comes out of the bathroom with that little dead baby in their hand, it's next level, folks. And how could you ever support killing them when they're 8 months old and are viable when you've seen them an inch tall and you see God right there. God made that. That's a human right there. Three times. Which is why I'm cursed paying for all those abortions when I didn't know better, but I'm still repenting for it. Three times I've held in my hands my dead children. That's what life's all about. It's hardcore. It's real. That's why taking these random calls is so powerful. Like I would never have even probably talked about that on air. But I know anybody that's had children, anybody that's been married, anybody that's, you know, especially you've been married a long time and you've had a lot of kids and you've sat there and your wife walks out of that bathroom with that dead baby in her palm of her hand. I said I'd go to your calls, but I'll go ahead and tell the story. We had a toilet baby here last week at the office. I'm not going to say who. It was at the warehouse, a nice lady. And she just thought she was having stomach pains for months. And she went home and had a 7-pound, 4-ounce baby. And the baby lived and is doing well. But you always hear those toilet baby stories. Woman goes to the McDonald's bathroom and has a baby. And you're like, is that really real? Yeah, it's real. It's 100% real. And life's just hardcore. I mean, it's hardcore, man. When you're sitting there looking at a 1-inch tall baby in your hands, and that's your kid, man. Especially when you've already had children and you'd kill somebody like that for them. I mean, there's no doubt you attack my child at the shopping mall, whatever, I'm going to break your neck so fast. I mean, I've got whatever power it needs. I'm going to snap your head right off your body. And you think, but I just threw a bunch of my kids away saying they weren't human before that. And God's like, really? Well, take a look at this. That's all your ancestors. That's you. That's your woman combined in one creature right there. And it's dead in your hand. I was already so emotional they almost ended the show. But that shows you how sick the left is. That's what they look like, just like that picture right there in your hand. Little sweet angel. Those little eyes. Well, that little, like, little black eyes. The saddest part is when you put them in a little box, you bury them in the backyard, and there's that little cross in the backyard. And then you got to move. You got to sell a house. And you don't dig them up. You just leave, and your child's buried in the backyard. But to the world, they don't have any value. And we don't value our children. We don't value ourselves. And I've sat there three times. That dead child right there in the palm of my hand. That's how God sees us when he sees us destroying ourselves. We're right there in God's palm. God loves us so much more than we even love our children. And we chop these little babies up. We let them dehumanize us. We let them burn them in furnaces, power these evil hospitals. All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want callers bringing up anymore. I don't want to go down this road. I can't do the show if we talk about this. But I say this, I thank God every minute I'm not a sociopath and I got feelings. Because my feelings are my strength. I intellectually make decisions, I spiritually make decisions, but I do have feelings. And I know you've got feelings. And these people we face, they don't have feelings except they like to hurt people. And we're going to beat them in the end together. So I said I'd take 5-6 calls this segment, but I didn't. Because that lady brought that up. And think how they confuse women, what they do to them, trying to guilt them. Oh, a woman had lost a baby in a medical procedure. That was an abortion. No, it wasn't. And we're not even judging women that spiritually didn't know what they were doing when they had that abortion because they were broke and the guy wasn't there and they didn't know what to do and people told them it was okay. God's not judging you. God understands that. But now that you're older and now that you know the truth, God lets you go back and fix what happened in the past by repenting. Time travel spiritually is real. The whole universe is connected. in one space-time continuum, like a big loop, and you can go back and say you were sorry for things you did, but you've got to be really sorry, and you got to promise to do whatever it takes to not do it again. And that's real power. The power to be forgiven for what we've done in the past. But I will warn you, God's got a way of doing things where you're not just going to repent and then sit on your ass. You're going to have to fight. And God's going to show you what you did once you're awake so that it burns into you real good so you understand what the big picture is. I'd kill anybody for my children just like that. But in a previous incarnation, I flushed them like they were nothing. Think about that. We'll be right back with your phone calls, Infowars.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, Alex, God always never gives up on anybody. So let's just pray for those who are just not in the spirit of the Lord.
They don't know what they're missing. They have no idea what they're missing if they just see the Holy Spirit. I wish our enemies could experience it.
Yeah, no, it's and honestly, my wife, like, we were traveling. We never wanted to have children, and we were, by the grace of God, we had my little girl is the most, I mean, every parent will say that they're the most beautiful thing, person thing. I shouldn't say that. Most beautiful person I've ever met in my life.
How old's your little sweetheart?
4 years old, Alex.
Wow.
She's a beautiful little girl. And, I can't even tell you how thankful I am to the Lord and his son, Jesus Christ, and that she was healthy. And, but you know, it just, I saw your speed before the commercial break and I'm like, wow. Powerful stuff, Alex. Powerful.
Well, it's real. You know, I share that stuff because it's about being real. And, you know, you see your children born and they're wonderful. You couldn't imagine killing them. But for women that go through miscarriages, it's what women go through. Women are so amazing. And
yeah, I had just thought I was going to plug one of your products. I mean, I know it sounds kind of backwards thinking here because you just but you know, all those out there are looking for quality products, I order a lot of your t-shirts, and they're eye-openers, they're conversation getters, and I think for those of us who are watching your show, you know, get online, get to the InfoWarsStore.com and buy some products, because
we're fighting hard, brother. They're trying to shut us down. I know God's gonna provide. Thank you, I appreciate you. God bless you, man. Whoever said consciousness would be easy? But every one of those babies that didn't make it had a soul, and in a way has transcended and made it through, even having to go through what we have to go through. So it's all in God's plan. In fact, those are probably best souls. And God doesn't want them to be killed, but God greedily keeps them for himself. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Jason in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, just real quick, I'll run it down. Just like we talked 2 years ago with, what's his name in California, Eric Solwell had the tweet about, you know, nuking and bombing our own cities and states. That will be true here soon.
That's right. But remind him. He said, we'll nuke gun owners to get your guns. I mean, what an incredibly evil statement.
Exactly. And you know what they say? They'll actually do. They follow through on those kind of things. Another thing, real quick, we have to act like these Dutch farmers. You know, we can't go back into lockdown. We're not doing none of this. I never did in the first place. But you know, if you guys all hide and cower, you know, they're just going to run right over us. You know, there's millions of us, and there's what, a handful of these, you know, evil criminals that try to run our world and life. I don't think so.
Well, that's right. They're getting their big global collapse ready. They want to use another virus as a pretext to lock us down. We must not comply with it, and the new attack is imminent.
Absolutely. And then real quick, I said Beto O'Rourke, he will be the governor of Texas through fraud. Now, mark my words, I hope not. I pray to God not. But, and then if you saw down in Nevada, that man that filmed himself harassing Steve Sisolak, he's dead now. He committed suicide.
Unbelievable. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, welcome.
Hey, buddy. By the way, I love that song you just played. Who was that, by the way?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, that's right. Terrific. Yeah. You know, on the issue of global population and the reduction of it, well, even the World Health Organization and the UN, they all agree that most of the cultures of this world are, as the white elites call them, people of color. So how is it not genocidal racism to talk about reducing population?
It is pure genocide.
Absolutely, in the Stalinist mold, and nobody's noticing this except, of course, the great people who listen to this.
That's
channel.
Because the average leftist is a racist, greedy, hateful pig, but most of them actually aren't even part of the power structure. They pretend they're part of it. They're pretenders. Does that make sense? Like, it's bad enough to be Bill Gates or Prince Charles, but 99% of their minions are being destroyed by their very system, but they have the spirit, so they go along with it.
It is truly the useful idiots that the Russians talked about, and it's on the move right now.
It is, brother. Anything else, Chris?
That's it. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate you calling and holding. Josh in FEMA Region 8, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my barbecuing brother. I just wanted to say that we need to take the deaths in our own hands. We need to get out there. Start pushing DutchUprising.com. We need to start saying that Biden's just a puppet. Bring up names like Klaus Schwab, George Soros.
No, I agree. The Dutch are the way. Don't wait till they shut your energy off. Take peaceful civil disobedient action now. I think the Dutch model is the way to go.
And I also believe that in the COVID land out there, showing people, I've been handing it out to people, let them see it. And I was wondering, is that a zero country code? Can I copy that?
I'm not sure. I didn't make the film, but it probably is.
Okay, because I was just wondering about that, try to get more copies, get it out and everything. And I just think that we just need to start pushing it and showing people their agenda through the Dutch uprising and then showing them that it's not really Biden in charge. It's a global elite coming at us.
Beautifully said, Josh. Thank you. All right. Matt Bracken had been on the show in over a year, and he was a little upset by what I said yesterday about him. So he's scheduled to come on. All I said was that I didn't agree with going to the Capitol. He said we may need to go in the Capitol. He said it on my show when he was guest hosting. So it became this big fiasco with the January 6th committee and subpoenas asking me what Matt Bracken meant by that. So we'll find out what Matt means today. The left storms capitals all the time, and it's, you know, wonderful and a good thing. But I didn't think it was a good idea that day, and I wasn't involved in it, though they're trying to frame me for it right now. So January 6th becomes this thing that sucks all the oxygen out of the room as they try to brand the American opposition to tyranny as terrorists. But I think Matt's, you know, a great author and been a popular host here on the show. Hadn't been on in a while. And he said, hey, we really haven't reached out very much to him. Well, we did some, but regardless, he's coming up right now on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. And then we'll host a little bit in the fourth hour. The fourth hour host will be coming up. And I'm going to get to Tyler and Fabio and Jefferson and HB and Robert before this broadcast ends. So stay with us. Whatever you do, share the links. Band.video.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, and he sent me an email yesterday taking what I said as attacking him, and that's not what was meant by it. We tried to get him on last year. He was busy with family stuff, didn't come on. I was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee saying, what did Matt Bracken mean by this clip we're about to play here in just a moment? This played 2 days ago, the January 6th committee, with Matt saying, maybe you need to storm the Capitol. And then they're telling me that I told Matt Bracken to do that. So my issue is, I don't think that was a good idea, and that's my point. But Matt's here to respond to it. We appreciate him doing that. I don't think Matt Bracken's a bad person. I think he's a good person. I don't think he is a Ray Epps. He's going to be able to respond to this here in just a moment. But first, let's go ahead and play this clip from the January 6th hearings.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
It's Saturday, December 19th, the year is 2020, and one of the most historic events in American history has just taken place. President Trump, in the early morning hours today, tweeted that he wants the American people to march on Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021.
And now Donald Trump is calling on his supporters to descend on Washington, D.C. January 6th.
He is now calling on we, the people, to take action and to show our numbers.
We're going to only be saved by millions of Americans moving to Washington, occupying the entire area, if necessary, storming right into the Capitol. You know, there we know the rules of engagement. If you have enough people, you can push down any kind of a fence or a wall.
This could be Trump's last stand. And it's a time when he has specifically called on his supporters to arrive in D.C. That's something that may actually be the big push.
So the Democrats burned down billions of dollars that killed hundreds of people. They invaded all these capitals. I understand being angry and saying, say no, election fraud. But they're using this to claim there's some grand conspiracy here. And it's out of context with Matt Bracken said. That's a fair point. He may go back and watch the full tape. And so Matt Bracken joins us right now. Matt, good to have you back on the InfoWar, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I hope that people will go back and watch that full show. That's easy to find. It's the last show of 2020, December 31. And I had the last hour, so it's easy to find. It's just called We'll See You in the Year 2021, Alex Jones' Final Broadcast of 2020. Anyway, that clip that they played, I think it's like 22 seconds, something like that, is at the end of almost an hour. There's maybe 2 or 3 minutes after that where I'd gone through, you know, a lot of the election fraud proof that I still think is standing proof, and that if we don't do something about it, there's not going to be a meaningful next election. Just like in Venezuela, you know, they, after the first Hugo Chavez election, conservatives down there thought, well, you know, we'll get them next time. There's not a next time. Once they can rig an election, I mean, you're just going to get rolled over more easily each time. And to me, what the whole J6 thing is about is criminalizing, questioning election fraud. That, you know, they can cement the election fraud if they can intimidate people away from, you know, even looking into it. As far as I'm concerned, there has been no meaningful investigation. Anyway, that's I said what I said, but I also had said in that hour, that final hour, you know, there were things we could do if they don't let us, if there's no redress of grievance, we can arrange giant car caravans to circle Washington, D.C. I mean, I talk about a lot of things.
Sure, you're saying you covered every scenario. You're saying they took it out of context. Well, right. I mean, I believe you.
And that statement, the one that they clipped that they played, if you know, it says, if necessary, storming into the Capitol, that's in the context of if there is no redress, if it's just, you know, double-barreled middle fingers, you're not, you know, we cheat, screw you, go home. You know, sign up for social credit.
Which they
did
do. Okay, so finish comments on that. I agree. And if I sounded half cocked, I apologize. I don't think you're a Fed. I'm glad to have you back on the show here. I want to get your take as you're a smart guy. What do you think is coming next with 117 days after the election and the state of America? I mean, my God, did you not predict this all?
I'm really worried about the Russia-Ukraine thing. I mean, that PSA about, you know, what to do in a nuclear war, you know, wash the radiation dust off
your clothes.
Yeah,
they might do a nuclear false flag to blame Russia.
Or they're just going to escalate it. You know, they give the HIMARS to Ukraine. They push them up close to Russia, fire into Russia. The next thing that's going to happen is America or the Russians will take down the ISR platforms over our American ISR platforms that are over Ukraine, Poland, Romania, and the Black Sea.
For those that don't know what ISR platforms are, explain to them the escalation of things.
Well, it's basically reconnaissance, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance. These big global hawks are like three times as big as a Predator. When the HIMARS, which it's rumored that there's actually American crews, whether they're active duty military or wink-wink contractors, when they punch in the GPS coordinate on the HIMAR missile, that GPS coordinate was gained from an American ISR platform hovering, you know, high over the Black Sea, able to look way down into Ukraine. So Americans are the ones that are giving the GPS coordinates that kill the kill Russians. You can say I don't have a problem with that. You know, that including like targeted assassinations, you could call it, of Russian generals, because our ISR figures out from their communications, et cetera, where there are some Russian generals meeting, and boom, you know, a Ukrainian supposedly then.
Sure, it's like Obama bragging, I'm really good at killing people with drones.
Yeah, and this is going to have consequences. So I think that we could easily see an escalation that's going to lead to the Russians taking out unmanned platforms, initially, and, you know, in order to try to blind us, and including satellites in space.
Well, they said that. They said we're going to take out the NATO forces, the heavy weapons, the high-tech weapons in Ukraine.
But at the top, at the pinnacle of this whole pyramid, our entire financial house of cards is about to, you know, implode, burn down. And one of the proven ways for the guilty bankers that have profited from this all along is to just, you burn the books. You know, if there's no more Wall Street, you're not going to have a trial over, you know, why did the Great Depression happen? Why did the American dollar collapse to zero? You know, it'll just be, it was those Russians.
Yeah, I agree. They blame them for the gas prices. They blame them for the open borders. I mean, I agree. So look, I believe you. And if it sounded like I was saying you were a bad person, Matt, I apologize. I believe you were just covering all the different angles of what could happen on January 6th, and they took it out of context. I believe you. So if it came off as wrong, I apologize.
That's why I emailed them. I've never said anything on any platform, you know, in any way against you. But I want to mention in the time that I have, are we doing another break? Or?
Yeah, no, you'll have another. You'll have as long as you need.
Okay, there's still J6 people languishing in solitary confinement in the United States of America. You know, there's a retired Master Sergeant, Jeremy Brown. He's been on the show, I think. He served 20 years, multiple tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was recruited, attempted to be recruited by the FBI.
Yeah, he's the Green Beret that never went to the Capitol but exposed him, so he's still in jail.
Well, and he's in jail because in March he released footage where he kind of burned the FBI when they tried to recruit him to be a Stasi for the FBI, you know, to secretly record other retired Green Berets and other friends of his to set them up. He refused, but he not only refused, he recorded the pitch.
Well, that's just like what happened with Randy Weaver, God bless him, died a month ago. Stay there, Matt. It's great to have you back. You can come host an hour here. Do a disclaimer if you're playing all the angles, and I get it, they can take it out of context, but literally they're trying to indict me now, claiming you and I were in some command base, and I ordered you to say that on air. We know you, it's out of context. We'll talk about it with Matt Bracken straight ahead. Matt Bracken, enemiesfarandomestic.com. Stay with us.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But separately, big picture about where the world is and the economy and China and new lockdowns coming. Wow, are not the Patriots vindicated with all of our predictions?
I would say totally vindicated. And, you know, I try not to be too black-pilled about the coming elections. You know, maybe there'll be such a conservative tidal wave that it'll defeat every kind of cheating. I hope so. But I don't know what good it's going to do if Biden is still nominally in charge of the executive branch. So what if the Republicans can have meaningless committee chairmanships and hold some meaningless hearings? The border's still wide open. You know, the criminals, the fentanyl still flooding in. We're still sabotaging the military. That's total sabotage what they're doing. You know, between the sexual confusion they're forcing at every level and the mandatory mRNA injections, which are driving out like more than a tenth of the military is going to be booted out. And it's the tenth that are the conservatives that said no to the jab, you know, leaving us stripped of our best warriors. So this is an intentional thing going on. And at the same time, poking the bear, trying to instigate some kind of a of a, you know, a missile crisis that can result in whether it's a false flag or not. It really doesn't matter if you keep prodding and poking a hornet's nest.
I agree. So what are your predictions with Ukraine? And because Putin's clearly winning the war to take over eastern Ukraine. The globalists, Ukraine's kind of moved out of the news, but the weapons, now the IMF and World Bank want 600 plus billion. It's just an unbelievable acceleration.
Europe's already running out of money to pay for this, even our, you know, funny money. They're sawing off the branch that they're sitting on because they still require the Russian gas. Europe's going to freeze in the winter. Europe's going to go into a Great Depression.
And by the way, why didn't they think of that? Because Russian grain's at all-time highs, Russian fuel. Russia's actually doing well other than a bunch of dead Russian troops, which is their big sacrifice. It's massive. It makes me think like Putin's running this or something. This is only making him stronger.
Yeah, this is not. These are not massive casualties compared to other conflicts that Russia has been involved in.
Yeah, 20 million dead in World War II.
At least 20 million, and that's very fresh and current because this is actually taught in, you know, patriotism is like a main subject in Russian education. It's not, you know, like America is tear down the statues, crap on our history.
But let's be clear, the Russians lost 30% of their people in World War II. The real war, Americans were involved, obviously, but it was chicken feet compared to the Russians and the Germans, toe-to-toe. 24 million Americans, dead Germans, 20-some million dead Russians. This was the real war.
Yeah. Americans went over there to fight. And on the home front, the war just meant maybe some rationing. You couldn't get new tires. You couldn't get much gas for your car. But Russians, what their the Russian comprehension of World War II would be something as if, you know, the Nazis had been a vast superior army, had landed in New York, and just laid waste all the way to, say, Ohio, you know, and had sieged Washington for 700 days, leading to cannibalism, you know, mass starvation, you know, and just scorched earth, going all the way to Stalingrad.
So the genetic memory of the Russians is total war.
Totally different. And that they have been invaded from the Mongols, then from the Swedes, the Germans, you know, finally the Napoleon, every century, every other century. People have come from the east, the north, and the west to try to conquer Russia. And it's not an easy place to defend because there's no mountain barrier. So their memory is when an enemy is gearing up to put an alliance in Ukraine. I mean, they told us for 20 years, Ukraine is the final red line. In 1990, James Baker told Gorbachev, we will not, you know, in return for the reunification of Germany and the Soviets leaving Eastern Europe, NATO would not push eastward. So to them, to the Russians, that's like the Sioux listening to the Great White Father when they sign a treaty. You know, for you'll have
exactly, and we Buffalo. Know that half of Putin's family died in World War II, so they're fully committed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's a predictable thing that what they told us for 20 years. Look, we are pissed that you're putting missiles in Poland and Romania. We call them anti-ballistic missiles, but it's really a joke because it just depends on the trajectory and what you put on the front of the missile. So when we were talking even last December, January, February about Ukraine still joining NATO, for Russia that was all bets are off.
So Ukraine, Matt, what are you predicting? You're a smart guy. What are you predicting is going to happen?
I think that they're setting up a situation where we're basically bowling and juggling flaming chainsaws in a nitroglycerin factory, and that's by design because the economic house of cards is going to collapse anyway. If it collapses with missiles across Europe and a world war, then the banks get to just say, "Hey, it was out of anybody's control. Nobody, we did the best we could." If the economy collapses, the dollar goes to zero, there's mass starvation in cities without a war, then it's going to be pitchforks, you know, and torches up to Wall Street and Washington. So a war cleans all those dirty books out. A war erases the history. And we just get to say, it was those Russians that did it. That's why we keep prodding the bear. It's a way to just erase the bad books.
And Matt Bracken, you're totally right. I mean, Putin is the scapegoat, whether he's good or bad. He's the scapegoat for everything. And they tell us gas prices. All of it is the Russians when we know it's not. And then separately, though, Biden says, oh, it's really part of a great transition to build back better. Why do you think they say at one side of their mouth, yeah, we're doing it on purpose, out of the other side of their mouth, it's Putin's fault?
Well, I think that the scheme of the World Economic Forum has been is being very successfully exposed. You know, the what's happening in Sri Lanka, that was all an ESG thing, getting rid of modern fertilizer. Now they're trying to push the Dutch farmers off the land. So each country that it happens to first serves to wake up the rest of the world. So the just bringing in the Great Reset, the Build Back Better Great Reset, I think that they see that that's a failing plan. And even the Great Pandemic, so-called, that wasn't quite the pandemic that they needed for the Great Reset. So that what they're going to do is push for the Great War. The Great War will be the one that erases all the, and at the end of the Great War.
That's what they always tell people. If you don't accept global government, there's going to be war. The UN says that. The Davos Group says, do what we say, there'll be a war, and now they're showing us. So do you think Putin falls for that trap?
Yeah, Alex, in the time that I have left here, I feel really bound to say something as a public apology, in a sense. Stuart Rhodes, the head of the Oath Keepers, I had considered in the same category as Ray Epps because he was not arrested, even though he was person number one with the FBI, et cetera. And I had assumed he was in the same Ray Epps mold. And he was arrested a couple months or not too long ago, but he spends 22 hours a day in a 12-by-8 cell. All right. This is American gulag stuff. And it's a shame. And I want to personally apologize to Stuart Rhodes for putting him in the Ray Epps league. At all, ever, even implying it. So I'm sorry for that. But and he's not the only one, and neither is Master Sergeant Jeremy Brown is down in Pinellas County Jail in Florida.
Well, there's a lot of confusion, Matt Bracken, in the fog of war. Join us again next week for a full hour. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Thank you for the time, and I really appreciate you. Yeah, I don't think Matt Bracken's a Fed. Now I think back to his shows where he just does every angle and war games every angle, and then that's what they say he's doing. So I appreciate him joining us. All right, your phone calls for two segments straight ahead. Robert, HB, Jefferson, Fabio, Tyler, in the order your calls are received. Tyler's up first, hour number four, and then Jay Dyer straight ahead. Hour number four straight ahead, and then in 60 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.